In the news, two policemen were shot early Thursday in the Midwestern American city of Ferguson, Missouri. The shooting happened a few hours after the city's police chief resigned. A federal investigation had found his department treats people of color unfairly. One officer was shot in his upper body. The other was shot in the face. Both are expected to recover. The shootings took place during a protest at the Ferguson police station. Officers say they believe the shots came from a gun fired from about 120 meters away. Police searched a house and have detained three people in connection with the shooting investigation. The Justice Department investigated the Ferguson Police Department following a controversial police shooting 7 months ago. 7 months ago, white police officer Darren Wilson shot unarmed black teenager Michael Brown. Many people protested the shooting. Iraqi military and volunteer fighters are moving toward the center of the Islamic State-controlled town of Tikrit. Attacks and bombings by the terrorist group have slowed the military offensive. The operation is now in its second week. Iraqi commanders say the operation is moving gradually and purposely. Wednesday night, the leader of one of the largest Shiite militias said the militants in Tikrit have two choices, surrender or death. Thousands of Iraqi troops joined with volunteer militias early last week to try to take control of the city from the Islamic State fighters. Reports from Somalia say the U.S. has carried out a drone strike against a vehicle carrying leaders of the militant group Al-Shabaab. Somali officials and individuals close to Al-Shabaab told VOA's Somali service that the drone attacked a car Thursday night outside the southwestern town of Bardhera. The targeted car reportedly belongs to Adan Garar, a top member of Al-Shabaab's security service, the Amniyat. Sources tell VOA the vehicle was destroyed in the drone strike. It was not immediately clear whether Adan Garar was killed. Adan Garar is believed to have links to the gunman who attacked the Westgate Mall in the Kenyan capital Nairobi in 2013. More than 60 people were killed in that attack. Earlier, Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for an attack that targeted a top Somali political leader and left at least 8 people dead. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has criticized a letter sent by 47 U.S. Republican senators to Tehran. The lawmakers wrote about current talks on Iran's nuclear program. The Iranian leader said the letter represented, in his words, disintegration in U.S. politics. The United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany are seeking guarantees that the Iranian nuclear program is peaceful in exchange for canceling economic sanctions. Iran has repeatedly said it is not trying to build nuclear weapons. Now, words in the news. Controversial, adjective, relating to or causing much discussion, disagreement, or argument, likely to produce controversy. Gradually, adverb, happening in a slow way over a long period of time. Disintegration, noun, to break apart into many small parts or pieces.